I'm a journalist with words.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
How's everybody doing today?
I'm doing fine, but I just caught you during the break. You didn't even know I saw you looking at the board.
Yeah, I couldn't find...
Did you see your name?
I couldn't find yours or mine.
So you didn't get nominated.
Just to let people know.
You do care.
So it's we have this thing at work where you nominate a coworker for something that they've stood out at, or you know, they've done, or they're, I don't know, it's employee of the month stuff.
Yeah, anyway, kindness counts.
Anyway, they've compiled all the lists. They've compiled all our employees with what their coworkers said nice about them. Like it'll say like Jennifer. Jennifer is so welcoming to new employees. She made my transition here just a wonderful experience. I'd like to thank Jennifer.
Yeah.
She's been great.
No Daryls or Matts, huh?
And there's about 400 of them, it looks like, up now.
That's a lot.
And I have not seen.
Yeah. I didn't look.
Yours or my name.
Yeah.
All right. There it is. That's the sounder. It's time to win the $100 gift card to the Valkyries merch shop. And it's a pair of four-day passes to Aftershock. The first person to call our contest line and guess the former All-Star player correctly, you win. That's the first person to call 415-523-4652 and guess the player correctly, you win. Thank you to the Valkyries and Danny Wimmer Presents for providing this awesome prize. Aftershock tickets, by the way, are still available at aftershockfestival.com. Willard and Dibs will give away the next prize at 4:30 today. Last time, 415-523-4652. Answer the question.
Mm-hmm. I know who it is too, Stoney. You gave some good clues.
I don't know if I would have known that. Oh, well, maybe. Well, maybe.
That list.
Let me.
Good morning, guys.
I had a couple guys on hold here. Bobby in Los Altos is always kind of fun.
Yeah, he is.
Matt in Oakland says the Warriors are going to stink. Let's go to Bobby in Los Altos.
Bobby.
Hey, Bobby, what's going on?
Hey, I appreciate it. I'm kind of fun. I appreciate that. Thank you. Hey, listen, I think my radio is broken because it sounded like you guys said that Kuminga was offered a $30 million a year contract. I did not know about this. Is that true? When did this break?
Jake Fisher apparently reported it last year, and he apparently said Jake Fisher, $150 million over 5 years.
Wow.
And last summer, Anthony Slater made a reference to the Warriors thinking about, the Warriors wanted 30 and Kuminga 35-ish. And then Mark Stein's reporting today that Kuminga's open to a shorter-term contract, but he wants 25.
Yeah, of course he's open to a shorter-term contract. There's no contracts available for him. Listen, right. I don't believe that 30 for a second.
Don't you really?
Here's the thing with Kuminga. If he got drafted into a sorry team like the Charlotte Bobcats or the Washington Bullets Wizards, he'd probably be getting a very good contract, but unfortunately for him, he was drafted into a very good organization. And the fact is, he's a sixth man as long as Stephen Curry is playing. If Stephen Curry is starting, Kuminga is on the bench. So the best he could do is be like, Jamal Crawford, best sixth man of the year or something. And he ain't going to get more than $30 million. So he's crazy. He should just play it out. We should keep him on this contract. And then, unfortunately, the Jonathan Kuminga era is over. But if that fool turned down 5 years for 30, knowing that the next CBA is in, what, 3 or 4 years, he got to fire that agent. That's crazy.
That's who I'm looking at, Bobby.
I mean, I'll be honest with you, Bobby. Thanks for the call. You know, some people are skeptical of that number.
That it being offered to him.
Yeah.
I mean, you got a name on it right there. I'm just saying.
My personal belief is I believe it.
Let me tell you why.
I actually believe it.
Let me tell you why I believe it too.
Okay.
Is his class got way more than that. Multiple guys. We talked about it. Mobley, Wagner, who else, Donnie? Cunningham. And there was one more. And that to me is why I think he might have thought, you know what, I got action to getting that.
But we'll see.
A lot of people just are in denial. And I get it because I was But if it is true, then man, Stoney, he missed an opportunity.
I think it'll all come out in the wash at some point. Matt's in Oakland. Hey, Matt, how you doing?
Hey, fellas, how the heck you doing?
Hey, how you doing? Well, thanks.
What's going on? Hey, I didn't say they would stink now. I meant they're going to stink when Curry's gone.
Oh, okay. No, I think they're going to stink now.
My point being that they might as well go for it right now because they're going to stink either way. But, yeah, I'm with that guy. I mean, there's zero chance Kuminga turned that kind of money down, and it doesn't matter what his draft class got. You know, Wiseman's draft class got a ton of money. They're not going to give him that kind of money because he's not any good. And Kuminga, he doesn't do what the coach asks him to do. If you don't do what the coach asks you to do, you're not going to play. And, you know, this business about Kerr, like, not liking him, that is, it doesn't matter whether Kerr likes him. Kerr's going to play him if he's going to help him win. It is nuts. The guy is a below-average free-throw shooter. He is a below-average three-point shooter. He's a decent on-ball defender. He is a mediocre, at best, team defender. He is not ready. It's an uncomfortable situation. But, hey, I'd go out. If you can get Derek White, great. I would do it. They're not going to be any good after Curry leaves, so you might as well try now, and then we'll endure. But that's really all I had to say. Glad to hear you guys.
Have a good day, man.
Back checking y'all out. And, Guru, I love you, but I think you're deluded about Kuminga, man. He's just not that good.
Thanks,
man. Man, if I had a dollar for – well, Coach and Vallejo, he put something in the account, but a lot of people saying, you know, I think too highly of Kuminga. Again, I'm not telling you he's the next Durant or Tracy McGrady, but he definitely could play on my team, Stoney, and I hope the Warriors bring him back. I'm not afraid of – And there's some validity to what you say about the turbulence in the locker room or whatnot. But, man, at this point where these guys are at in regard to their age, they need great youth wherever they can get it. And I think he fits the bill.
Let me be clear. The reason I would not bring Jonathan Kuminga back is not because I think he will be a problem. But I do think if he doesn't want to be here, and you know that, then don't have him here because what good's it gonna?
I hear you.
I mean, is he gonna play?
Start him. Could start him. Like you, when you look at me and I say that, I'm real. I get before even Coach and Vallejo call. You could start him. He has started for you before,
right.
But the problem is he can't play with Steph. Right? That's when he's not at his best.
I think the problem is in order to start him, Draymond's got to play five. And, you know, that's one of the things. But Curry's another. And that's why, as crazy as it sounds, Coach was like, well, play Kuminga at two.
Because it's positionless basketball.
You can't have three non-shooters on the floor. And that's, to me, that's what Butler, Draymond, and Kuminga would represent. So
we need Thundercats.
Yeah. I'll throw the goo a softball. Ready?
I'll hit it 300 feet.
Is Jordan Poole a Thundercat?
Not right now.
What?
Not right now. Before he got that contract, he was. And he got hit in the face. And he's on the come, though, Stoney.
All right. So I'm looking at this
list.
Yeah. So here's what happened. The morning show, Shasky's clever. Spadoni's not a dumb person either.
You know, so all of them got together and made this list.
Yeah, I can't believe you just said that.
I said Shasky's clever and Joe Spadoni's
No, you said Shasky's clever and then you caught yourself because it was politically incorrect and then you
Okay, you're right.
Bang. Thank you, Evan, for saying
that. I don't want to give credit to Lemon. He's not here this week.
You're right, but we got somebody filling in for him doing a great job, Carter.
But they made this list before this week. Like, anyways.
Yeah.
All right, kudos to everybody involved in the morning show.
That's my man.
For not only coming up with this topic for their show, but we'll play off it a little bit.
My man.
All right, so they have a bracket. They have 16, it's the best Bay Area sports topics of the 21st century. And it's set up in bracket form.
I love this.
So we'll go through this, and I'll tell you quickly. Okay, Who wins this matchup? Warriors blow a 3-1 lead. John Lester, Yoenis Cespedes trade. Which was a better topic or hotter topic? That's easy.
I'm going to shock you, Stani. The Cespedes trade.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think the Warriors.
I hated that.
We still talk about the 3-1 lead.
But he got a pass. Dre got a pass.
Right. And Draymond's not in here.
It's but the 3-1 lead is Draymond.
No.
That's how I look at it.
We're still talking about it. Anyway,
Evan, how would you answer that one?
What did Radnich say? Hey, you feel how you feel.
Yeah. Let's hear Evan real quick. Who gets the nod on that one?
Well, I'm a little biased. Like, I was a sophomore in college when the A's made that trade, so I was pretty pissed off about that. But
boy,
I think the one that's going to resonate through history is blowing a 3-1 lead. Yeah. It's the only one that's happened in the finals, right?
I wasn't happy about it, but that, why would you trade your star?
Jim Harbaugh versus Jed York or Alex Smith versus Colin Kaepernick?
This is not even close. It's the latter for your voice, Donnie.
I agree.
And that had racial undertones to it, too, with Kevin Alex. Gosh! And you can't lose your job to injury.
Unless you're on a Jim Harbaugh coach team, then you can. All right, next one, Mac Jones or Trey Lance?
Evan, what was your take on
I'm
that
sorry.
One?
Well, so the point of the bracket is you don't blow through. You talk about them and why they were such big deals at the time.
Okay. I didn't have a heart to tell you.
All right, I'm going to be honest with you, Evan. Like, I was thinking I'd like to do that too, but you know we're going to be accused of just plagiarism.
Oh, no.
Well, it's kind of what we're doing right now.
Well,
so
we're family. We did an hour with them and get paid.
I kind of feel like
they're family.
I
hear you.
I understand that.
But I get you, Stani.
Okay.
Let's keep it as is then. Forget Evan.
No. I can do it that
way. No, I'm with you. But you really didn't want to just steal their bit. I get it.
I mean, that's why. I think it's Smith versus Kaepernick.
Okay. All right, we agree on that one.
But
that
was all Harbaugh. Like, that involved Harbaugh.
Yeah, but the owner was meddling, man.
Well, I wanted to ask you guys, like,
I believe he was meddling.
The owner?
Yeah,
in the quarterback situation?
Oh, no, I'm saying the win was Kaepernick, Alex Smith, but I'm mad that Harbaugh left.
Oh,
and I felt he left because the owner didn't handle his business.
Well, Agüja said something like, or maybe it's Stani, you can't lose your job to injury.
Well,
when did that become a thing?
I
feel like across history, I've seen examples of this be completely the case.
I love it.
I don't think that's true at all.
I think now that's over with.
It just used to be a...
Tony Romo lost his to Dak.
What's it called? It just used to be a...
Like, it's getting Wally Pipped.
Yeah.
I mean, it's back in the 30s or 20s.
What's your point?
I'm saying...
Like, it's a myth.
Yeah, it doesn't exist.
I think in the old school, it kind of did, Evan, but now it's... We're so gangster. Okay. Sports are gangster now. Hey, you're at a funeral, but hey, we got somebody. We need to talk to you when you give back.
I think there's a period of time when, like, a lot of coaches subscribe to that.
Yeah.
If for no other reason, then they don't need to hassle. You like bring back the guy who was hurt, put him back in the starting lineup, and then take him out if you have to. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but like Dak Prescott, you said, Goo. I mean, he won the job because of injury.
Yeah.
But he was so good that they couldn't, at the time, go back to the other guy.
How would you do it? Would you be like, hey, Evan, you're hurt. Guru, you're going to be in here. Or would you be like, hey, man, Guru's giving us something, Evan, you didn't. Sorry, you're hurt.
Well, what about this? You know, when Andrew Wiggins missed a bunch of those games, the minute he came back, he was back in the starting lineup.
Because they felt he was better, though, than Kuminga.
Well, that may be the case, but if the rule is the rule, then... or the so-called rule is the rule, then Wiggins would have had to earn his starting spot back over time.
So who was better, Cap or Alex? I thought Cap was the... Harbaugh played that correctly.
I think...
Seriously, we thought he was a star, Stani.
Yeah,
playoff games at home against Green Bay, kissing the bicep. But that's enough, though.
For what?
For you to think you made the right decision.
Yeah, I think Alex Smith was a better overall quarterback. And I think Colin Kaepernick was declining. because
but I
he,
guess
was starting, talk, yeah. he was starting to get exposed.
But
a
when
bit.
Cap Mania hit it as high as like Lynn Sanity, Stoney, didn't you think this dude was an old?
Yeah,
like,
no doubt. Absolutely.
I never felt that about Alex before Cap.
Fair enough. Bye. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and the Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app. Coming to you live from Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. Okay, what else we got?
I like this.
How about Mac Jones versus Trey Lance, draft talk, or the Tuck rule?
Wow, man. I wasn't on air for the Tuck rule, but I got to go. You tell me what you think. I'm going to pull
it. I think
you.
It's the Mac Jones and Trey Lance.
Yeah. We're talking about the topic of radio.
Yeah.
Mac Jones, San Francisco 49er, by the way.
What if I really tell you that's incredible? What if I told you and Evan, and I really believe this, that those reporters were right? The night before the draft, the owner, York, saw how everybody was in an uproar because it was Mac Jones, and they changed their mind, Evan. You say what to that? I really believe now Kyle wanted Mac Jones.
Oh, I thought he was asking you,
I do think that these decision makers flip-flop more than we believe. Like, I think guys kind of just make the call with their gut at the end of the day, and if Kyle Shanahan wanted one dude 2 weeks before, then flip. I wouldn't have been shocked. There was no clear choice as to who the second best or third best quarterback was in that draft.
But the most unknown quarterback was Steiny. Trey Lance. He was James Wiseman.
Yeah, I know. You don't have to tell me. I appreciate it. Here's the next one: Madison Bumgarner dirt bike accident. Draymond Poole the punch.
Oh, this is not even close.
Not even close,
man.
It's the punch.
I need a therapist for how that went down. Like, I still have, I'm not at peace with it. Like, no, seriously, Evan, I'm not at peace with.
Why? Draymond even is at this point.
Well, it's easy for him to be. He skated free.
He paid a price, emotional.
He lost his voice.
What are you two right. saying? Emotional did. What? Hey, Jay, sign your name. Sign your name, 44-hundo. Hey. That hurt me.
Hey,
that hurt me. They didn't suspend him.
Who said, hey, Adam, this is too much for me? Isn't that what he said?
What?
Oh, on the TNT.
Oh, boy, we made the doc, remember?
You had the dim lit background, like a tear was about
I'm
to
laughing,
shed.
I'm laughing, but I'm crying. How does that happen in any organization? The Warriors, I love you. But good Lord.
We've still never heard from Poole on that.
Not really.
That's how he'll take that to the grave.
And
man.
I would too.
I kind of respect
damn.
It.
Nah.
I like in a way.
Wow, man.
What can be added?
His dad even had to come in on Twitter and get frisky with Dre on social media. And to Dre's credit, he didn't, you know, take the bait, but
okay.
Yeah, he did.
Pops?
No. Oh, Draymond.
I thought he didn't respond back.
Draymond said he like called out his dad. He saw him at a Warriors game. And
I must not have.
Draymond talked about talking to Poole's dad.
Oh, my God.
It was, yeah.
Yeah, it was ugly.
The Madison Bumgarner dirt bike incident, believe it or not, what year was that? And was that before all the titles? Well, he wasn't on the 2010 team. Posey's the only guy to get the three rings. So Bumgarner must have gotten 12 and 13. And I wonder if it was 2011, the year that Buster Posey got hurt.
Well, I'll ask you this, Steiny. What do you think was bigger, the Bumgarner dirt bike accident or the Monte Ellis moped accident?
I got my answer.
I mean, it feels like Monte was bigger, but now thinking about it, I don't know how it could have been because it was Bumgarner. Bumgarner might not have been all the way Bumgarner when that happened. Like, he hadn't developed his entire reputation, I feel like.
But the cover-up felt like it was more Monte than Bumgarner. The cover-ups.
For sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Are Jimmy Garoppolo and Brock Purdy elite quarterbacks? That's topic one. Or the Barry Zito contract? I think I'm going to take Jimmy and Brock, elite quarterbacks.
Yeah, I'm with you, too.
And the reason
I am with you, too. Go
is
ahead.
Because once Barry Zito signed the contract, it was awful. And it just was awful.
But you understood the contract because he had a track record, Barry.
Yeah, he was.
I know, but still.
It wasn't as bad
as him not performing at all.
I'll bet you if you look at that last year with the A's, I bet the numbers weren't.
Are you saying you should have saw it coming?
No, but I just feel like by the time he went to the Giants, we kind of knew that his best years were behind him, but maybe not. I don't know.
Well, he was one of the best pitchers, but
yeah,
like it's like the quarterbacks getting paid nowadays. It's just your turn. I feel like that's kind of what happened to him. Like,
man,
you get the largest contract for pitcher ever, but. You could go CC Sabathia, probably Cliff Lee might have been a better lefty than him. Roy Halladay. I mean, yeah, the Giants got screwed on that
one. Yeah. Yeah, but you know what?
Except that playoff game.
As you said, though, Evan, regarding Adames, it's baseball, and there was no price to pay, really. And he pitched one good game when they needed it.
Man, they knew that.
They were able to camouflage it with three championships.
Now, I think that's a question that I'd be curious you guys' answers about. Does one big postseason game overshadow the lack of production for like an entire period? Like, did Barry Zito justify his contract?
No, he didn't justify his contract. But what he did was he put an addendum onto conventional wisdom. What a terrible free agent signing he was. Well, he had that big game against, who was it, Cincinnati?
Yeah.
Well, he helped us win a game against the Reds.
Thank you. Okay. Yeah, that's the least you can do.
But in fairness, he was a really good guy.
Yeah, all right.
And so that factors into the equation. But Evan, I think the biggest factor is they won three titles while he was under that awful contract, and that just helps
But it doesn't justify
the
nightmare, Evan, that was that contract.
Like, if they don't win three titles, I think we think of Barry Zito as an absolute, like, failure. I think he's a laughingstock at that point. But the fact that they were able to win and he helped that one year, I don't think it overshadowed, like Goo's saying, but I'm agreeing with Goo, but I do think it's good for him that they won some World Series because he would have been reviled. Alex Smith or Aaron Rodgers, the KD saga.
Oh, my God.
Which one?
It's the KD saga for me, man.
Which like the one?
Three-year saga? Dude, it was everything. He had the audacity to not be happy here.
Now we're finding out a lot of people weren't happy here.
Well, what does that mean?
Kelly Oubre.
But guys like you were making fun of him.
I was.
Here's a shoulder.
But I'm not saying I was wrong, but you know what? Maybe.
Pretty good player.
Not here.
Yep.
See, he may. I was talking to a guy in Philly last year, and he's
Tsunami
like...
Tsunami Poppy. What was
like,
his nickname?
He's like, I tell you what, Kelly Oubre's been playing well. And I'm like, you've got to be kidding. They're like, no, he's been good. I'm like, dude, he's selfish. He's in. No. And he's like, I'm telling you, he's been good for us.
Yeah.
He's like, huh, well, maybe... Guess what? They tried to fit him into a box next to those Stockton and Malone. There's no room for anybody else. The KD saga. I do think the funniest thing.
There was so much of it. Shotgate.
He's working on his passing.
Steiny.
He's working on his passing. There's nothing to see here.
We were doing pre and post every game at the college at Oracle, and you would say, "Guru, shut up. There's something here." And he said it, man. I thought we played with joy.
All right. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. And if you're wrapping up the workday like me, it's time to flip that mental switch. It's time to unwind. And when I'm off the clock, it starts with new vodka, N-U-E. N-U-E, new vodka. It's American-made. It's award-winning. 7 times distilled for that clean, crisp taste that you want in your go-to drink. New is smooth. It's versatile, and it makes every cocktail feel like it's coming straight from behind the bar. You're getting real quality with new. No fluff, no pretense. Great vodka. No velvet rope needed. Hit up their website to check out some great cocktail recipes and make sure you try their all-natural flavors, cucumber and citrus. They are awesome. Remember the name, New Vodka. That's N-U-E. It's not just my pick. It can be yours too. So when the show's over and it's time to hit relax, make the right call. Grab New Vodka in stores now or go to newvodka.com to find it near you.
Watch the game again then, Steiny.
Oh, I'm going to watch tomorrow, Toots.
Now back to Steiny and Guru. Take it away, Steiny.
Hey, Steph, how you doing?
The chef!
God, I watched some of his highlights from the American Century. He looks golfing. Like a pro golfer. I mean, he just looks exactly like a pro golfer when he takes a swing.
He lost.
It's unbelievable. Came in fifth.
How far is he from being a pro?
Oh, I don't think he's... That's a good question. Probably more suited to Dibley, but like he's got no chance. Like he ain't close.
I got
no, but
too.
But like he's a zero handicap, which means I think he shoots about 72. That doesn't cut it.
What's Joe Lacob? Remember he came with he's Ritter and
I can check.
You questioned it, but wasn't it a two or
no?
I made it up.
I can check.
We love you, Joe.
I like to check. Curry. You
should get him in studio. Well, he's busy.
What's he going to talk about right now?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what Joe Lacob's handicap is in a second.
Right.
I'll be honest with you. I said something earlier. I brought up Stockton and Malone. And I thought about, you know, they never were really able to get free agents. Maybe, you know, a lot of people thought, who wants to live in Salt Lake City? But I thought about it a little more, and I was like, you know what? Why would a really good player go play with Stockton and Malone? The whole system is built around Stockton and Malone. So like, you can't really do it there. Hornacek fit in perfectly as a third option. Here's what I'm getting at, Goo. You ever heard of Steely Dan?
I have not.
Evan, have you ever heard of Steely Dan?
Asia.
Great call. Donald Fagen and Walter Becker. They were the two guys that were in Steely Dan. Okay? I watched the documentary on them last night, if you can't tell. And it got me to thinking.
I still don't know what it is or who they are.
It's a musical group.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
It's a musical group
Steely
that had two guys in it all the time. Becker and Fagen.
Okay?
But on each album, they brought somebody in.
So there was three?
Or four.
Okay, each one brought somebody.
So my point is, I was listening to them talk, and they were saying that they would bring people in with only one like request, that they would bring their style to Fagen and Becker. Like they encouraged
to be you
input. They encouraged importance.
I ain't mad at this.
Like, if you were getting Larry Carlton to play the guitar, then you play like Larry Carlton and we'll figure out the song.
Oh, I love that.
Well, that's not Steph Curry, is it? And Draymond Green.
Ask Andre Iguodala, I would say.
Well, they asked Kevin Durant. They went and got Kevin Durant,
and
they weren't welcome. They said, hey, fit in.
You are
fit in to
what
we're doing.
I love what you're putting down, but Durant missed me. Please. He was a head case.
I'm just saying.
They allowed him to be Durant.
There's an inclusivity that's always been missing from the big three.
Steiny, stop.
They never invited.
How did Jordan Poole blow up? Well, Clay got
They got hurt.
Wow.
Injury. You guys like that, don't you?
No, I liked it. I like be yourself into the club.
Yeah,
I
but
do
they
like
never,
that.
They never, like they tried to bend Kelly Oubre to their will. They couldn't do it.
No, but you're missing
I'm not missing anything.
You're missing all the guys. Ian Clark's.
He stunk. JaVale
McGee's. Bogut. You're missing all the – it was a strength in numbers, not strength in the big three.
Yeah.
But come on, Steiny.
The point is they don't – it's tough to be yourself as a Golden State Warrior.
What am I supposed to do with that? I mean, like, really, Steiny?
Let's go to Bob in San Francisco.
Bobby.
Hey, Bob, what's going on?
guys. How you doing?
You got it.
Yeah, you guys are the epitome of sports talk radio. I tell you that.
Wow.
Anyway, I know. I'm not trying to, like, you know, snow job you either. I really believe that.
Thank you.
But anyway, I was going to say, when you brought up Aaron Rodgers and Alex Smith, now, do you think Aaron Rodgers' talent would have taken over? Because Alex Smith had to deal with five different coordinators in 5 years or something to that extent. And it's like, how is the guy going to get any kind of, familiarity with each set of offenses that come in? So, I mean, he was kind of behind the eight ball. Plus, he had gotten injured. It really wasn't until Harbaugh showed up where they utilized his talents, I thought.
I remember
but
the NFC. Yeah, I remember the NFC. I think Rodgers would have two rings or more with the Niners. Case in point, the Kyle Williams fumble game, Steiny, where he dropped the punts. Alex Smith did not complete a pass to a wide receiver. Had that been Aaron Rodgers, they probably mopped the field with the New York Giants. So I believe A-Rod would have had a couple Super Bowls at least with the Niners.
I don't know if they would have had Super Bowls, but I think he would have been fine. Like, he would have been the same.
They were close.
Same player. Who's the coach when he got drafted?
Coach, I'm trying to guess.
Oh, it was Mike Nolan.
Yeah. He dressed nice.
You know what?
Who was offered to coordinator is the biggest question.
I actually think it was McCarthy.
Oh, man. Oh, Mike?
Super Bowl champ. No, I think Rodgers would have been fine here.
Oh, my gosh. I'm saying they would have one or maybe two.
Other fair questions, like, what if Steph Curry would have gotten drafted by the Knicks?
I do believe they would have one, at least.
I mean, I have no idea. I have no idea. He might.
You brought up that Steph stat about after year eight, the money coming. I got to believe Kobe is on the lines of something like that, right? Because he didn't get getting all the money later on in the career. Remember you mentioned how many years before Curry really got the big, big, big dough?
Year nine.
So I believe Kobe is on a track like that because he wasn't a man early on. And then we know what. At the end, he got the contract and he got hurt. But I got to believe it, not to Curry's degree, but he's on that track. Kobe.
Let me.
Yeah. Well, anyway.
No, I think we can do
like
that.
Like, that's incredible, Curry. You're, what?
But it's a.
Damn.
Man, Kobe Bryant's page is really long. Okay. Yeah, Bryant went 1 million.
Okay.
1.5, 1.5. Then he got 9 million, 10 million, 11,
still
12,
nothing.
13, 14, 16, 18, yeah. 19, 21, 23, 24, 25, 27, 30, 23, 25. Last 2 years, he did not take the max. He took 23 and 25, respectively. Steiny, no wonder Lacob fired you. This is from the Boxer and Gershon's work attorney's.
Does that get to you when you see stuff like that?
Would I read it if it got to me?
Right,
Steiny, no wonder Lacob fired you. He could see you don't understand anything immediately.
You don't understand anything immediately.
Yeah, I'm the first guy. I'm the first
guy.
I'm the first guy who's brought up, Steph, Clay, and Draymond maybe weren't as welcoming to
dude, my little thing took off.
Which one?
The king of the world, the sports world. People saying the Raiders and A's wouldn't have moved.
Wait, one more time?
My little bit that I did about if I were the king and I could change things. A lot of people saying the A's and Raiders wouldn't have left.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one.
And the Warriors.
Oh, the 408. The 408 is still coming down my road. Steph, Draymond, and players are ready to play with any other stars, and other smart players see the impact of Steph in a few games with him. Yeah, no, Draymond Green and Clay and Curry, they worked terrifically with veteran players. Oh, and the veteran players worked terrifically with them.
David West, the elite.
Sean Livingston.
Otto Porter.
Barbosa.
Keep going.
Those kind of players.
I got you.
Fit in.
Yeah. But Jordan Poole, again, you're saying Clay wasn't here.
Clay wasn't here and they needed him.
But he hated watching Jordan.
But young players, they're tougher on young players, the big three.
The question's why?
because they're not as good as the veterans. A veteran like Sean Livingston just comes here and knows what he has to
do. He's a baller, man.
Yeah. Wait, Lacob fired you?
You didn't get fired. You walked away.
Not really. Didn't really fire me. Just wanted to know why.
Did you miss it? Like the first year after? Like who took over? Bucher?
Rick Bucher. Bucher.
That's our guy.
Hey.
I got him in my phone.
But you went, huh?
No, I'm
like
saying,
I said, Rick Bucher, and you went, huh?
He's pretty talented.
No, I like Bucher's my guy. Well, we got a watch club going.
And don't grunt at him.
Can I say something? And Rick, you know I love you. I thought you were better than him. That's what I was saying. Rick was good. Rick still, well, so show's no longer around, but yeah.
No, Lacob bought the team and started watching and was like, why do we have Steinmetz on this broadcast?
Now, you don't know that to be the case.
Pretty much. Pretty much.
Hey, no, sister, you missed it. Would you watch Rick like, yeah.
I watched Rick. Wish I was
No, yeah. But would you think?
I threw eggs at the TV.
Okay.
No, I didn't. I didn't.
That's natural, Steinmetz.
You know what? I got schnookered. How about that?
Do you really? So, Kuminga.
In a way.
Kuminga.
No, so I get hired to do the job.
Did you ask for $30
million? Yeah.
Did you have an agent?
No.
Okay.
I had an agent once.
That's where you messed up.
And that's why I said Norm would say that's kind of where you go ahead.
I used an agent once, and I ended up signing the contract. That was the first contract they put before me. Anyway. So
look at the boss.
The reason I got hired by Comcast SportsNet Bay Area was because I was a newspaper man.
Gotcha.
Like Ted Griggs, the guy ran Comcast, was like, boy, I like the idea of a newspaper guy, like an objective guy, not somebody on the payroll.
Oh.
So he was like, we're gonna use you. So I was a newspaper guy. It kind of, and then I was doing sidelines, and you know, they stunk. Team stunk.
The team did, yeah.
And you know, I guess I was able to say, you know, I wasn't afraid to say they stunk. And
I think that's why you guys are friends now. He respected you. I don't think you got fired.
I didn't get fired. But but you know what? The writing was on the wall.
What did it read?
Huh?
What did the writing read?
It's time. Time to go.
Evan, go ahead. I love my
guy. Well, people who didn't get fired tend to say they weren't fired.
Like, no, that's right.
No, I wasn't. I wasn't. I just didn't.
You were replaced.
Yeah, I wasn't fired from my first job either. There was just there's common misunderstanding.
My contract was up. Okay, now that's different.
My contract.
No,
was
that's
up.
Different, Stoney.
I did not.
It's like these, you know, Fox recently. Contracts just weren't renewed.
Hey. No, there was no impropriety. No impropriety.
Oh, boy. Stoney Taylor. Oh, boy.
So, anyway.
Why is there a line of people looking at the recommendations? Or that's bothering me. Just
because you're not on it?
I want a do-over.
Damn.
I want a do-over in life. Nope, you know what? I don't.
Of course you don't.
Because I wouldn't win the contest and I wouldn't be here with you all.
No, become a Buddhist. I think they believe in reincarnation.
Could you imagine if you came back and what you know?
That's what I believe.
No, you don't.
I don't really. But the afterlife scares me.
Well, you said that a couple years ago.
I just hate the idea. I get panic attacks. Do you believe me? I swear to God, if I start thinking about everlasting life,
that means you're here forever.
That's right. That freaks me out, man. That freaks me out to no end. I can't comprehend it. It's scary to me.
But why?
Because have you ever contemplated forever?
It's what we strive for, Sonny, but it's unrealistic.
Well, that's what heaven's supposed to be.
Yeah, no.
That scares me. Like, let's get nuts. Well, you know, so
I can hear him arriving.
Don't you get it? You're up there 100 years and you're like, hey, I haven't really even started yet.
But that's the point.
Then you're up there 1,000 years. That's right. There's no end to it.
I'm in.
God, I hate that.
I'm in.
I told you about my panic attack when I was a kid, when thinking about that. I had to go into my parents' room and I was like, they're like, what's wrong? I'm like, I can't stop thinking about everlasting life. And it,
now you're joking.
I'm not joking.
You've been dreading death since you were 8?
That, like, everlasting life.
Oh.
Like,
that's a good thing.
It's supposed to be, but it doesn't sound good to me. It sounds.
But to the point you're 8, you're Evan. We're learning about you, man.
Like, don't you get it? Like, it never ends.
No wonder you hate seeing me smile, man.
It never ends.
Oh.
And we're assuming everything's fine up there. You just. Hanging out in the clouds, laughing. But we don't know that. Yeah.
You know, some people say you need to find religion. I think Steiny needs to lose it.
Yeah. Like, something so good you made it bad.
My Catholic school upbringing did a number on me, trust me.
I will not read Steiny gets fired and the Warriors win championships. I will not read that.
No, that's kind of true.
I say today.
No, that's true.
I'm that bad.
My record was as a Warrior beat writer.
Well, don't do that. It's like Bonte on the Giants. 14. Yeah, don't do that. It's bigger than you.
I went to the playoffs 1 year. We believe.
But they wish you were the problem. That has nothing to do with nothing.
Yeah.
It's bad timing. But you got early vacations. Remember you said that?
Oh, yeah.
That's incredible, E.
Will in Pleasanton.
Willie.
Hey, Will, what's going on, man?
What's up, guys? If I remember correctly, you a while back you said you have this reoccurring dream where you're out on the beach, it's all sunny, and then you wait, like then you come back into the dark or something like that. Is that correct?
He knows you.
I don't remember that specifically, but let's go with it.
And I think you said you didn't understand it. Well, now you understand it because you're afraid of into the afterlife. You're sitting on the beach all ready to go, and you're like, no, I ain't doing that. I'm going back inside. That's what I think is happening.
Wow.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
Is that good or bad, Will?
Oh, it's great. You don't want to go to the afterlife until it's your time.
Tell them.
You're just not ready yet.
Thanks, Will. I appreciate it.
Have a good one.
Yeah, you too.
Everybody single in the afterlife? Or are you still what you were when you... arrive.
I'm sorry. Well, I'm.
Is everybody single, or if you were married before you got in, you're still married?
The things you think about.
Like when you get to the party.
What party?
The afterlife. Are you single?
I don't have a dream about the afterlife.
Well, no, I'm asking about it because I believe it exists. But
well, you know that's a Larry David. You do know that, don't you?
I don't.
They were he and his wife were renewing their vows.
Okay, I love his
and,
wife.
And she put this thing in, you know, it's like, I will love and honor you in this life and any other. And Larry David goes, well, what do you mean any other? Well, you know, like if the afterlife, and he's like, hey.
Oh, boy, I got to dial that one up tonight. Oh, Larry, man.
No, that goes too far.
There's a name for that fear. Aperiophobia? I've never heard that.
Now, why would somebody say Goo Hefner? Well, I said, are you single when you get there? Or what you wore here when you arrived?
Nah, I think it's...
Start over?
Yeah, I think it's start over.
Evan, start action, over. Baby,
because look, here's the thing. Like,
I'm just
if your
asking.
Wife is a great person, she's going to be up there. You have no choice. But Evan's wife, whoever she is... Yeah. May not get up there in the first place. So he's gonna be able to.
What do you do?
I mean, his everlasting life is gonna be unbelievable. You on the other hand.
Yeah, I got to.
But
oh.
Yeah, that's why it's wonderful because you love Mia now and you'd love her in the next world.
Oh boy.
For the rest of time.
God's a player.
There it is. Man.
Yeah, so.
Yeah. I'm dialing up that episode tonight.
Yeah, it was pretty fun.
Larry,
it was good episode. Giants. I don't want to talk about the Giants.
Well, they bet. I'm going to say this to you two just about the Giants.
Gonna sweep the Braves.
No.
And sweep Toronto.
Memo to baseball fan. There's not 81 left. Right. We're past the halfway point. I'm just letting you know. What's the biggest crock? And this is no shade at Buster. This sports season. Among the Bay Area teams. the Buster quote of his go time. He went and did it. He went and got Devers, and then they went the other way. That's bothersome. They got to go. They got to start winning.
Quit asking me questions and then answering them. What's the biggest crock? I don't even start thinking about it. And he says, I know what it is. I have a family member that does that. And
it is a character flaw, Evan. Damn.
He goes, is it?
Say it.
You're like my brother, and I can't stand him at times.
Mikey.
I told you this is what he does. Yeah. He's my brother. Hey, let me ask you a question. Yeah, what's up, Bob? Hey, what do you think the biggest change in basketball has been the last 30, 40 years?
Yeah.
And I go, I'd say the three-point line. He goes, no, that's not it. No, it's not the three-point line. It's all the contact they allow now in the front court.
That reminds me of my guy.
Hey, ass, I'm not wrong. You asked me what I thought.
Who's that remind
you
of?
You.
Not Willard. Willard does that.
Hey, Steiny. Hey, Matt. What do you think the big three-point shot? No, you're wrong.
No, Willard's getting married today. Did we go in on a group gift?
Yeah. Oh, you didn't pay?
No, seriously.
Everybody gave like a 20 spot. We got him a recliner. No, we didn't.
Oh, Evan, I was about to go off.
Why do you think none of our names are on that board outside?
They better not be.
So this is why I've either lasted this long or why I'll be fired tomorrow. From the 408 and the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line, the way you guys are talking about God and the afterlife is going to be pretty offensive to a lot of people, just an FYI. And here's my question. What have we said that's offensive?
I don't know.
Please. And you know what?
All I said was...
I'm one of these guys. Hey, I went to Catholic high school.
And God is my best friend.
I can rip God.
And I don't heaven rip him.
And the Bible.
He's my best friend, Evan.
Well, your relationship with God is between you and him.
Exactly. Exactly.
And my mother's up there with him. God rest her soul.
Exactly.
And your dad.
He might not be up there. You're not a man of God. Pops has to be up there.
No doubt.
For God's sake.
His son, man.
Had one leg for his last 15 years. He deserves. Cut him a break, God. If he's in purgatory now, let him in. It's been 2 years.
No, seriously, did we not get Willard anything as a group?
What would we get him? It's his sixth marriage.
A bottle of something,
it's
man.
It's not his sixth marriage.
Well, him and Christy don't drink.
I left some yak over there.
It's still there.
Huh? He did say that.
You know, when you drink...
We got to get him something.
When you actually drink in moderation, it's not drinking. It's actually the way you're supposed to drink. Oh, my God.
Hey, we got a show meeting today.
Damn it.
Now, why... See, that's why I'm not on the wall and I should be on the wall. I look forward to show meetings. You two hate them.
I don't...
But I can't get nominated.
Do something. You know what? Take the advice.
I'm positive.
Take the advice from one of the greatest coaches of all time, and you may be on the wall. Do your job.
I do it
Bill
well.
Belichick.
He got another job right now.
See, this is a good one. 650, you guys should have chipped in for a Jordan Poole jersey.
That
would have been great. That would have been great.
We can get him an Ayuk one.
He says he's not nervous. You gotta be. Anytime you tie the knot, anytime you go with somebody and you put a label, hey, come on.
Well, he's been there before.
But this is
I'm
a new
one. I'm out of this one now.
No, but it's new.
I'm out of it. I don't like to talk about other people's relationships.
Yeah. Well, he's got a good one.
Okay.
Well, it's true. I've been very honest. Willard is a better man than me. He just is.
And it bothers me that you
it doesn't bother
out.
Me.
That's
why should
you're
it bother
scared
you?
Of him.
Why should it bother you if it doesn't bother me?
Because you're a man. Why would you say that? You don't know what he does when we're not around.
Nah, but based on what I've seen,
okay, right.
Based on what I've seen,
Dude, Evan, get your boy.
That's like you nominating Sarah for this wall of greatness, and you don't even know her.
I didn't know. Fraudulent coming at, just oozing off you.
You're the kind of person that if you get to know someone, it almost lessens them.
And he's a company man. I thought you were a renegade.
I didn't.
You're a company goon. It's okay. You got a little cop to you.
I didn't nominate? I didn't nominate Sarah. Now, Marcy,
she coming in tomorrow? She better.
Yeah.
She's on a trip.
And then she's going on vacation.
So we'll have her or not.
Yes. All right. What's coming up on the game is the crossover, and it'll be sponsored by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.